Florence, but based in Berlin, Valentina Belanova, who's been very much inspired by classical Turkish and Arab music and plays both the Turkish and Arabic ney, that's the end-blown flute, as well as other flutes, recorders, percussion and more. That was one of her own compositions from a new album, Eremos. It's available now digitally and there's a CD release coming very soon. Welcome to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Dekel, and as you might have come to expect, I've got an eclectic offering of new releases and classic tracks from around the globe for you. Later on in the programme, the Queen of the Kanun, Maya Yusuf, will be taking us on a virtual road trip to Syria. But first, here's Estonia's duo Rüüt. And I remember seeing them perform at a festival a few years back, the two of them sitting knee to knee, either side of one zither and playing it together simultaneously. And the intensity of their connection and concentration was just so compelling. This is from a studio album, though, so you get multi-voices, but listen out for the little phrases at the end where they're swapping around and kind of singing one note each in turn, which takes some coordination. This is Tanzima Kutsumini, which translates as invitation or call to dance.
Linnalakalinnukesed, linnalakalinnukesed. Käärpeaga kaunikesed, käärpeaga kaunikesed. Pange puuna paeladesse, pange puuna paeladesse. Sinisidi lintidesse, sinisidi lintidesse. Siis lenda sa tantsimaie, siis lenda sa tantsimaie. Neiukesed, noorekesed, neiukesed, noorekesed, neiukesed, linnukesed, liinalakka, linnukesed, liinalakka, kaunikesed, käärpeaga, kaunikesed, käärpeaga, paeladesse, pange puuna paeladesse, sinisidi lintidesse, sinisidi lintidesse, siis lenda sa lintidesse, siis lenda sa tantsimaie, ta sa tantsimaie.
Yeah.
Estonia's duo Root there on Voices and Zither. I'm Catherine Tekel, you're listening to Music Planet, and it's time for this week's classic artist now. I'm putting him in early because I'm hoping to slip in another of his tracks at the end if there's time. It's Madagascar's best known guitarist, or certainly one of them. Born in 1961, Ernest Randrianisolo, better known as Degarry. And Degarry's got various solo albums and international collaborations to his name, as well as his work with southern Madagascan trio Toko Telo. Degarry is a self-taught musician. He's created many new guitar tunings, I think partly because he was so influenced and inspired by the music of the Bara people and was trying to capture the sound or even reproduce the sound of some of the traditional instruments, particularly the lokanga, which is a type of violin, and also the local version of the berimbau. And as well as trying to copy the sound of those instruments, Degarry also draws from music associated with the traditional Bara ceremonies. And of course, Madagascar is a huge island. There's not one uniform style of guitar playing. You know, you get the more mainland African style electric lead guitars in some of the northern bands, and then very different styles in the Highland Plateau, and down to the rippling flurries of notes of Degarry and his compatriots in the south, with all sorts of other influences along the way, ragtime and blues, as well as all the local dance styles. There's just so much music in that country to go and seek out. But back to Degarry. I'm going to play you the title track from his solo album, Akata Meso, which was recorded back in 2000. And he just sounds so relaxed, so natural. Thank you. Madagascan guitarist and this week's classic artist, Degary. We've got more from him later on. Let's have a listen now to Georgian male voice group Iberi, who formed in 2012, taking their name from Iberia, the old Greek and Roman name for the eastern part of Georgia. This song comes from a bit further west, though, from the Mingrelian region, and it's about drinking wine. It starts with a toast to friendship. Georgian singing group Iberi in fine fettle there with a song from their new album Supra, which directly translates as tablecloth, although it's usually used to mean a kind of feast, and the album certainly is. There's a whole Supra tradition, and lots of the songs and the toasts that start them off are on here on that album. It's mostly a cappella, but there are some accompanied tracks, and I highly recommend it. You'll find it on the Naxos World Music label. Now, here's another interesting album showcasing voice. It's from Amelia Moog, who has really channeled her childhood memories of being in Mozambique with her sister and all the other children and hearing all the nannies singing together in the Ronga language, really naturally and rhythmically. Amelia is now a well-known name in Portuguese music, but those early memories have definitely influenced this album, which is full of soundscapes with her own voice layered up singing various harmonies. The title of this song translates as Lord Falcon. Chiquitita.
Lá dos cimos onde plana toda a beleza lhe escapa. Só tem olhos para a presa, só vê presas no seu mapa. Só vê presas no seu mapa, coitadinho do falcão. Vive envolta em tal soberba que lhe transtorna a visão. Que lhe transtorna a visão. Faz que o ouvido embruteça. Quanto mais alto ela voa, mais o sol queima a cabeça. Chiquité, 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 chiquité. Ele diz que não tem culpa de ser ave de rapina, que às vezes lhe dói a alma ter nascido com calcina. Ter nascido com calcina como se for um eleito. Olhai como afaga o bico, olhai como empola o peito. Olhai como empola o peito. Vê das penas a brilhar, com que prazer se exercita nas artes do falcoar. Usa capuz de veludo com fitilho a condizer. Só vê quando o dono deixa, só ouve o que o dono quer. Só ouve o que o dono quer, nem descansa ao pôr do sol. Mal começa a dar-lhe o sono, já lhe canta roxinol. Já lhe canta roxinol, já lhe canta a cotovia. Se o falcão assim cantasse, o outro galo cantaria. Canta roxinol, canta a cotovia. Se o falcão assim cantasse.
Chiquité, 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 picori, picora.
Não o deixem chegar cá,
picori, picora.
Estende as garras mal dos ventos,
picori, picora.
O falcão bate na avó,
picori, picora.
Cabeça de burro és tu.
Fengolalu bamba ye odanna aye bodanna cha fengolalu bamba ye nindanna e mogolu mogo sebede betekeliye wo aye bodanna bamba ye odanna aye bodanna sajugu ye nindala aye bodanna meliye odanna ajumanule adena nyale yo. Jumanule adena ngenyale yo, adena ngenyale. Ajumanule adena ngenyale yo, adena ngenyale. Kariza faye muri kebaye wadengele zombari e mogolu mogo sebe dembe tekeli yo. Karisa baye mogo sebe baye wodengele fanari e mogo luha mogo sebe dente bolila. Ne wale du tagala wasolon tagala lumina
adena nyale.
we na fane muso be den te kala ere ne wole du tala abijan tala lumina ulu ya fane muso be den te kala ere misi wolo le bangorona odema ko ere saka wolo le zozana odema ko ere bamba wolo le basala odema ko ere sida jumanu wule kate manganya le mogo bere den te bolila
Malian singer Umu Sangare with Sira, a song warning the children of the wealthy to do good things with their lives and not to fall into delinquency. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and it's time now for this week's road trip, which is brought to us by Syrian-born, UK-based, wonderful kanun player Maya Youssef.
Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome to my road trip, where I'll share with you folk and classical music from Syria. The first stop in our journey is Sabah Fakhri, Mwashah Ya Bahjat al-Ruh. This Mwashah is so beautiful and it's performed by such a huge figure in Syrian music, Sabah Fakhri. Why he is so famous? It's because he is known for performing a genre that is close to the hearts of millions. This genre is called Al-Qudud Al-Halabiyya. Mwashah Ya Bahjat al-Ruh is composed by his teacher, Omar al-Batsh, who was Sabah Fakhri's mentor. This Mwashah is performed live at the Palace of Congress in 1978, and it certainly takes the audience on a journey of Tarab. Tarab is the aim of Arabic music. It's where everything flows and the audience and the performer are engulfed in musical rapture and there's magic that happens. And you can hear how the audience are interacting with Sabah and they're completely engulfed in that state of tarab. Sabah Fakhri performing Ya Bahjat al-Ruh at the Palace of Congress in 1978. The voice has always been and will remain the centre of Arabic music. And it's only in early 20th century that we started to see the notion of the solo virtuoso instrumentalist taking the stage alone. Taqasim, which means improvisation, is such an important part of that notion, as it is considered to be the very highest form of artistry. Here is Taqasim Qanun by my beloved teacher Salim Serwe. Thank you. That was Taqasim Qanoon by my teacher Salim Sarwe. Moving on, we must always stop with Farid Al-Atrash because he is another very loved figure in Syrian music. He was a composer, a singer, a poet, a oud player, fantastic oud player, in fact. And he moved to Egypt and he exploded, basically. He became such a huge actor and performer there. In the following song, which is called Laktab Awra al-Shajar, which means I will write your name on the leaves of the trees, you can hear him sing against a very lively rhythm, and you can hear the feet stomping. This is a troupe of a traditional folk dance called Dabke, where a group of men and women hold hands in a circle. And this is from the music of a very famous film called Zaman Ya Hub.
لكتب عوراق الشجر سافر حبيبي وهجر لكتب عوراق الشجر سافر حبيبي وهجر يا حبيبي دخلك عود بكفي غياب السفر يا حبيبي دخلك عود بكفي غياب السفر بكفي غياب السفر بكفي غياب السفر.
That was Laktab Awra al-Shajar by Farid Al-Atrash. Religion is such a huge part of the daily life in Syria. And the word Syria came from the Syriacs, who are the Aboriginal people of Syria. They are Christian. And obviously their music has its roots in Arabic music, but it's a very distinctive flavor. Here is Tau Nestayab, performed by Mesopotamian Fusion, where they created a contemporary spin on an old Syriac song. That was Tau Nestayab by Mesopotamian Fusion. You must hear the voice of Sabri Mudallal. Sabri Mudallal is such a powerhouse. If you look at him, you would see a short man with very thick glasses, and you would never imagine the amount of strength that will come out of his mouth. But once he opens his mouth, you are going to be catapulted in a state of tarab and musical rapture. Here is an excerpt from Mwashah Malal Kasat from the album Alepan Music Room, where Sabri goes into improvisation using the word aman, and you're completely and immediately engulfed by that state of tarab that spirals up and up and up.
Bye.
That was the phenomenal voice of Sabri Mudallal improvising on Washah Mal Al Kasat from the album Elephant Music Room. Thank you so much for joining me on this road trip. This is only a very, very, very small fraction of the incredibly rich music in Syria. Obviously, I only covered folk and classical from a specific time. And I'd love for you to continue this journey on your own and to continue exploring. To finish this road trip, I'd love to share a contemporary folk tune from an absolute favourite composer of mine called Tahir Mamelli. He wrote the title music by a comedy called Daya Daya, and it's recognised as one of the most favourite tunes in Arabic music today.
And our thanks to Maya Youssef for that road trip to Syria and for sharing some of her musical heroes. You can download that feature along with all our other road trips through BBC Sounds. And you might like to know that Maya's performing live at King's Place in London tomorrow. She's also at the Jammin' Around Festival in Cranbourne in Dorset the week after. And she's got tour dates in York and Manchester in June. Her new album, Finding Home, is out now. Next week here on Music Planet, Lopa Qatari will be in the presenter's chair. Her guest is Adrian Quesada, who'll be telling us about his new album, exploring the world of psychedelic Latin ballads from the 1960s. So here's one of the singles from the album, featuring Puerto Rican singer Iliano Cabra. This is Mentiras con Cariño.
Sin palabras, ni viste venir, me fuera por la puerta. Quisiste que llorara de rodillas, dispuesta ante ti, arrastrada en tu orilla. Te olvidas que yo me he acompañado siempre. No espero encontrar nadie que me contente. Felicidad la llevo ya conmigo, porque soy suficiente, aunque esté sin ti. No estoy para aguantarme, mentiras con cariño. Querer se convirtió en lo opuesto. Tu oleaje fatal buscaba destruirme y pude escapar sin llegar a hundirme. Te olvidas que yo me he acompañado siempre. No espero encontrar nadie que me contente, pues mi felicidad la llevo ya conmigo. Porque soy suficiente, aunque esté sin ti. No estoy para aguantarme, mentiras con cariño. Lo único que...
Adrian Quesada, our special guest on Music Planet next week, when he'll be talking to Lopa about his forthcoming album, Boleros Psychedelicos. And I'm going to give you a little preview of another album due for release in the next month now. The title translates as Songs from Inside, Songs from Outside, and it's from Mekane, a band who pride themselves on making music that transcends borders, and their pieces, their compositions, are influenced by traditional music from Europe, Mongolia and Iran, with a fulsome helping of improvisation and imagination, as well as Mongolian overtone singing and percussion rhythms drawn from Persian traditions. This is Mekane with Je m'en vais.
دلات تو نیمه شبان ببین چون ماهی زمان روید شراره کشان ده شوخ نور نهان دلات سپید دمان زلالی باده ی چان شود دوباره جوان جهان و هرچی دران
two tracks there from very different artists, but I feel there's a certain something in common there musically, a kind of similar sense of wide open spaces, perhaps. You heard Mechane with Je m'en vais, followed by Olav Luxengard Mjelva and his beautiful playing of the Norwegian Hardanger fiddle, one of my favourite instruments. Let's change the pace now, though, with this from the album The Coastal Invasion, Cumbia, Porro, Gaita and Mapalé from Colombia's Caribbean Coast, 1946 to 1961. It's quite a mouthful as a title there. Here's clarinetist and bandleader Lucio Bermudez and his orchestra with Mi Pueblo. Such infectious positivity there from the man who modernised the tropical music of Colombia's Caribbean coast, bringing a modern jazzy big band kind of feel to the Afro-Colombian sounds from his native region. That was Lucio Bermudez. And let's stick with the retro sounds, although this is a very recent recording. It's the new single Patria from Chicago-based drummer Daniel Villarreal's album Panama 77, named for his birthplace and year.
Thank you.
Patria, which translates to Motherland, a classic song from Panama, originally by legendary organist and composer Avelino Muñoz, but you just heard Chicago-based drummer Daniel Villarreal's version. And apparently Daniel's father used to play the organ and used to listen to Muñoz, so Daniel grew up fascinated by what he describes as its haunted sound. And that's nearly it from us here on Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, and I'm delighted to tell you that there's just time to play you a little more from this week's classic artist, Madagascan guitarist Degari. Here he is with banjo player Bella Fleck on Bella's album Throw Down Your Heart. I love this. And you might hear fiddler Casey Dreeson there, just amongst the supporting cast. I'm going to leave you with this to send you joyfully on to the rest of your day. Thanks for listening.
Kinetza, Bella Fleck and Degari, ending this week's Music Planet. The programme was presented by Catherine Tickell. The producer was Felix Carey.
Hello, my name is Anushka Shankar, and as the daughter of the legendary sitarist and composer Ravi Shankar, I grew up immersed in Indian classical music. Whether it's the spiritual qualities, the virtuosity, the exhilaration of improvisation, this music has inspired people for centuries, even millennia. Over three programmes, I'm diving deep into the two main traditions of India, northern Hindustani music and southern Carnatic music, before finding out how other musical traditions have become entwined. Join me for Anushka Shankar's journey through Indian classical music. Continues tomorrow night at 11, with the first two episodes on BBC Sounds.
Next on Radio 3, it's J to Z.
Welcome, I'm Julian Joseph, and on the show today, live music from the dazzling Azerbaijani pianist Isfar Sarabsky. But first, brand new music from Emma Ravitch, a young British saxophonist on the rise. From her debut album, Incantation, this is Voodoo.